You're listening to The Natural World. I'm John Cooney. Journal entry, January 24th, 10:30 a.m. North entrance, William L. Finley National Wildlife Refuge. Bright yellow-green shoots are emerging from beneath an ebony mantle of charcoal twigs and ash, bestowing the recently burned wetland prairie with an arresting disparity of color. This is all the more striking against the gray-toned background of a misty winter sky. I gaze southward from a viewing platform overlooking the largest protected remnant of Willamette Valley wetland prairie that has somehow lingered into the 21st century. Fire-scarred, leafless Oregon ash and a few white oaks are interspersed 30 to 50 yards apart throughout this charred landscape as it expands monotonously to the horizon. Even though elevated perches are relatively scarce, there are a large number of hunting raptors, vigilantly studying this seemingly barren ground. Scanning the prairie with binoculars, I spot two red-tailed hawks, two American kestrels, a rough-legged hawk, and a young bald eagle, silhouetted on bare branches against the overcast sky. A female harrier hawk cruises low to the ground, turning her head from side to side, watching for a careless movement. The scorched earth below reveals why this small patch of land is able to support such a great number and variety of predators. A nearby mound of coyote scat is nothing more than a compressed mixture of small rodent bones and fur. The recently burned ground paints a more obvious picture. Each square meter of exposed dirt supports at least a half dozen inch-wide entrances to rodent burrows. Formerly hidden, well-used trails that used to lie beneath a layer of straw have been exposed by the recently set fire. The wetland prairie supports a tremendous underground population of voles, whose abundance and easy access attracts and sustains an unusually high concentration of predators. Centuries of regular burning by indigenous people created this landscape with its peculiar variety of plants and animals, and now only prescribed burning can preserve it. Without regular burning or mowing, forest would rapidly encroach into and eventually engulf the open prairie. Observations from a few early trappers and settlers provide the only direct evidence we have of Kalapuya burning practices. Hunters are reported to have set fires around the edges of a particular area, trapping deer or elk in the center of the ring. There were added benefits. Fire removed the sticky substance around tarweed seeds, allowing them to be more easily harvested. Acorns could be readily gathered, and roasted grasshoppers could be consumed immediately or stored for the winter. Ash left behind by the fire fertilized the prairie, producing a winter crop of grasses that provided a year-round food supply for game animals. The tender young grass shoots also attracted waterfowl, especially wintering geese. Archaeological evidence indicates that people have lived in the Willamette Valley for nearly 10,000 years. With its moderate climate and plentiful supply of food, it is estimated that the valley supported a population of 20,000 people before European contact. Exotic diseases such as smallpox, measles, and malaria reduced this population to less than 500 people by 1835. The first written accounts of the Kalapuya describe abandoned villages and survivors that were disoriented and unable to defend their land. A culture that had thousands of years to develop must have produced a great body of wisdom and traditions. Wonderful stories, songs and dances, knowledge of ways to survive using native plants and animals, elaborate rituals and customs. Sustainable runs of salmon and large predators like wolves and grizzly bear were able to coexist for centuries with the Kalapuya. All of this disappeared in a few decades. The long-necked, chin-strapped heads of a small flock of grazing, dusky Canada geese poke above their wispy, burnt straw shelter in the center of the prairie. They flinch cautiously as a marsh hawk swings by overhead. The Eugene Springfield chapter of the North American Butterfly Association presents Dr. Christopher Marshall in a talk entitled Into the Acari Mountains of British Guiana, 21st Century Expeditions and the Important Role of Natural History Collections. This talk will center on an expedition to a remote region of British Guiana near the border with Brazil. Talk is free and all are welcome. It is at the E-Web Training Center at 500 East 4th Avenue in Eugene, beginning at 7 p.m. If you have sightings or events you would like to report or suggestions of areas you would like to see profiled, you can send me email at John Cooney, that's John with an H, C-O-O-N-E-Y, at msn.com.